奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, study the Bible with everyone.
今天下午一起来查考从救恩来的活泼盼望。
This afternoon, we'd like to study the topic, the living hope of salvation.
我们从今天开始要进入彼得前后书这两卷经卷。
And starting today, we'll be entering into a study of 1st and 2nd Peter.
啊，那就是我们剩下这几天呢。二月份还有八天哦，就是我们把彼得前后书读完的时候，二月份就结束了。
And we have eight more days till the end of February, so we'll be reading First and Second Peter.
那今天是读彼得前书第一章。
Today we are reading First Peter chapter one.
那这彼得前后书就是使徒彼得所写的。
The First and Second Peter is a letter written by Peter.
那这两卷书呢？我们在这个时候来读呢是非常重要的。
And it's very important for us to read these two books.
因为彼得前书他讲一个主题就是在苦难当中的盼望。
And because the theme of 1 Peter is the hope in during tribulation.
那彼得后书他就要讲要预备主耶稣基督再来。
The second Peter is talking about preparing for the coming of Lord Jesus.
我们要留意在末世这些危险的日子会有怎么样的引诱？会有哪一些假的异端影响我们的思想
？We need to be careful of the possible temptation, and all the heresy that may occur in the latter days.
我们要怎么样装备我们自己像新娘装饰整齐，等候丈夫一样，来等候基督的再临
？How should we prepare and equip ourselves just like a bride preparing herself for the coming of her groom？
那因为这两卷书都短短的，都只有几章而已。
Because there are only few chapters in each of the books.
那这些信息呢，要加强我们在主耶稣基督里面的盼望。
The message here in these books are to strengthen our hope in Lord Jesus.
我们人是因着有盼望，我们活着才会有力量。
As men, we have to have hope in order to have strength to continue living.
一个人如果有盼望，他做事。就有目标。
If we have a hope, then we have a direction in life.
学生因为有盼望，所以他会努力的读书。
Because for a student, because of hope, then a student can continue to study.
上班的人因为他有一个盼望，所以他会努力工作。
For those who are working, because of that hope, we can continue to work.
我们在这个世上生活，如果我们有盼望，我们才会很积极去过每一天的日子。
Living in this world, we have to have hope in order to live out each of our days.
在耶稣基督里面，我们有一个活泼的盼望。
In Lord Jesus, we have a living hope.
那这个盼望是跟世界上的不一样的。
And this hope is very different from a hope of the world.
因为世界上的盼望其实严格说来不是盼望。
Because the worldly hope, strictly speaking, is not exactly a hope.
因为我们所盼望的，当我们眼睛一闭。离开这个世界的时候都没有了。
Because what we hope in this world will be gone as soon as we close our eyes.
所以属肉体的其实都是暂时的。
So all the things that belong to flesh are temporary.
唯有属灵的才是永远的。
Only those who belong to the spirit is eternal.
要让这个盼望一直都是很活泼、有生命力的，一定是属灵的。
If a hope needs to be living, needs to be full, it has to be from the spirit.
彼得在他年老的时候，在他要离世之前他写了。这两封书信
And Apostle Peter, before he died in his latter days of his life, he wrote these two books.
因为彼得他被主耶稣托付成为使徒，就是被派出去传讲福音的人。
Because Peter was entrusted by Lord Jesus to be a preacher.
他在主耶稣传福音的时候，他被称为使徒之首，所以十二使徒里面他是等于是带头的人。
Because during Lord Jesus' missionary, Peter was called the head of the apostles. He was a leader of them.
主耶稣特别把要牧养神的羊群的这工作交给彼得。
Lord Jesus especially entrusted the responsibility of pastoring the sheep to Apostle Peter.
主耶稣比彼得他自己更了解彼得。
And Lord Jesus knew Peter better than he did himself.
主耶稣也特别为他祷告。
Lord Jesus especially prayed for him.
要他能够坚固。这个主的弟兄们
so that he can strengthen the Lord's brothers.
所以彼得 他为了要完成主耶稣所托付的。
Therefore, Peter, in order to complete the commission that's entrusted to him by Lord Jesus,
他到处去传福音。
He indeed went everywhere to preach the gospel.
所以彼得被称为犹太人的使徒。
That's why Peter is called the apostle of the Jews.
因为彼得他是一个渔夫。
Because Peter was a fisherman.
他并没有受很高深的律法的教育。
He was not educated and well-versed in the Jewish laws.
所以当时候的祭司长这些文士们称彼得是无学的小民。
And that's why the apostles and that's why the scribes and the high officials did not see Peter as somebody educated.
但其实彼得他是直接从主耶稣基督领受的。
But Peter, his knowledge came directly from Lord Jesus.
他跟着主耶稣在世上传福音，听主耶稣的道理，看到主耶稣基督行神迹。
He followed Lord Jesus in this world during his missionary. He saw many miracles and received the teaching directly from Lord Jesus.
所以其实彼得他是非常有能力的。
And that's why Peter was a very powerful man.
他非常有智慧。
He was a very wise man.
他很勇敢的。
He was a very brave man.
他真的是效法耶稣基督的使徒。
And he truly was an apostle that imitated Lord Jesus.
但是他在世上的生活，基本上在后世人眼光，彼得看起来没有像保罗那么样的光彩夺目。
In the eyes of a layman, Peter's life was not as glamorous as the Paul's life.
因为保罗他写了很多书信。
Because Paul had written many epistles.
所以在整个新约圣经里面，就只有彼得前后书是彼得他亲手写。
In the entire New Testament, only the first and second Peter is written by Apostle Peter.
那彼得他后来照历史说，他也是被迫害，为了主耶稣基督的福音殉道的。
In the history, Peter also was persecuted. Eventually, he was a martyr for Lord Jesus.
那他其实到他到生命后期的时候，他也是到处去建立教会，去坚固信徒。
In the latter days of his life, he went everywhere to strengthen the believers' faith and also to build churches.
看起来，彼得晚年的时候带着他的妻子到处去牧养神的教会。
Later days, he and his wife went everywhere to pastor different churches.
那是保罗在哥林多前书第九章的地方所讲的。
And this is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. This is written by Paul.
我们现在看彼得前书第九章。彼得前书不，对不起，哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章，我们请看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
哥林多前书九章五节说，难道我们没有权柄娶信主的姐妹为妻，带着一同往来，仿无其义的使徒和主的弟兄并欺法一样吗？
Verse 5, do we have no right to take along a believing wife? So do also the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas.
这里特别提到欺法，其实就是彼得。
Here Cephas is referring to Peter.
那这个欺法，其实这个彼得本来叫做西门啊。
Peter once was called Simon.
那主耶稣请到他们当门徒的时候，特别跟他说：“你要叫做基法。”
After Lord Jesus selected him as an apostle, Lord Jesus gave him the name Cephas.
那这个基法其实就是亚兰文里面的石头的意思。
And Cephas in Hebrew means rock.
在亚兰文，亚兰
文是
对，亚兰文。那在希腊文就是彼得了。
And in Arabic, it means rock and in Greek, it means Peter.
所以基法跟彼得这个就是同一意思。
And so Cephas and
不同语言里面的称呼而已。
And Cephas and Peter are synonymous, just in different languages.
那所以其实主耶稣基督把西门的名字改成基法，改成彼得。
And Lord Jesus changed the name Simon to Cephas to Peter.
那所以彼得呢，他后来被主耶稣赋予这个牧养教会的工作。
And Peter was entrusted this responsibility of pastoring the Lord's church.
所以一开始，你看使徒教会建立的时候，彼得他基本上都是在讲话的人。
During the early establishment of the church, Peter was the spokesman.
他五旬节圣灵降临，众人围过来的时候，是彼得站起来讲话。
During the Pentecostal time, when the Holy Spirit descended, it was Peter that stood up to speak to the crowd.
当他们被抓去公会的时候，他跟约翰两个是彼得起来回答那个公会里面的人。
When they were captured by the Sanhedrin, and him and John, it was Peter that stood up to speak.
当教会建立，哇，几千人在耶路撒冷圣殿那里在聚集的时候。
When the church was established, when thousands of people were gathered in Jerusalem,
当教会出现问题了,
when church had problems,
是彼得起来讲话的,
it was again Peter that stood up to speak to people.
他起来来, 提供解决的方案。
He stood up to offer solutions.
他的建议众人都觉得很好，所以就接受。
Everybody accepted his suggestions, and agreed.
我们就看到彼得他的角色。
And here we can see the role of Peter.
那所以他到他写彼得前书的时候。
So when he wrote the book, First Peter.
那当时候其实整个基督徒是被迫害的。
It was under a circumstance, when the Christians were being persecuted.
按照历史查考，彼得前书应该是在公元64到66年之间所写成。
According to the history, the first epistle of Peter was written about 64 to 66 AD.
那因为66年以后啊，就是这个大逼迫在罗马开始的。
Because 66 AD is the beginning of the great persecution in Rome.
那时候罗马皇帝开始推行要说的他的罗马百姓要拜罗马皇帝的像。
At the time, the Roman emperor then pushed everyone to start worshiping his image.
那基督徒当然就不可以拜啊。
And of course, for Christians, they could not worship an idol.
所以那时候就开始被逼迫了。
And that's why they were in great persecution.
那后来到尼禄皇帝去大肆迫害基督徒，派兵攻入耶路撒冷城的时候。
Then when another emperor persecuted the Christians and invaded into the city of Jerusalem.
那个就是真的是很凄惨的日子。
And those days were dreaded days.
但是看起来彼得前书应该是在这个70年之前的。
And the history, according to the history, the First Peter should be written before the 70 AD.
所以彼得他在这个他的信里面特别鼓励当时候的信徒要能够在这个迫害当中能够站立得住。
In his book, in his letter, he especially encouraged the believers that they need to stand firm in Christ during the persecution.
他为什么要写彼得前书?
Why did he write the First Peter?
现在请看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 5.
第五章的第十二节就说明他写信的目的，动机在哪里。
Chapter 5 verse 12 describes his motivation for writing this book.
五章十二节说，我略略的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
Verse 12, by Silvanus, our faithful brother, that I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is true grace of God in which you stand.
这里他说他略略的写了这封信。
And here says that he wrote briefly.
也就是说他写得很简单。
And that means that he kept it very simple.
但是呢，这个简单的信息里面是蕴含有很深的道理的。
But during this brief message, it had a very profound meaning.
因为这个道理都是这个彼得他一生他的经历过的他所体验的精华。
Because this brief message includes all the experiences of Peter in his entire life.
他这封信是交给希拉去转给当时候的信徒的。
He gave this letter to Silvanus to give it to all the believers at the time.
那希拉呢？希拉当时候在使徒教会开会的时候。是那一个把使徒的结义写成文字那一个人。
Silvanus was a person that described, that wrote the letter or the message of the apostles into a letter.
在使徒行传十五章，当时候教会在耶路撒冷开一个会议嘛。
In Acts chapter 15, in Jerusalem, there was a great meeting.
那他们最后做了结义。要众信徒来遵守的。
And at the end, they reach an agreement for and wrote a letter for the believers to follow.
我们现在看《使徒行传》十五章。
Let's turn to Acts 15.
十五章二十二节。
Verse 22.
那时候，使徒和长老并全教会定义，从他们中间拣选人，差他们和保罗、巴拿巴往安提阿去。所拣选的就是称呼巴撒巴的犹大和希拉。这两个人在弟兄中是做首领的。
Verse 22, then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren.
第二三节说，于是他写信就交给他们了。
And 23 says they wrote a letter and gave it to them.
那他们就带着这个信就要到各教会去 特别是要先回到安提亚去读给众信徒听。
Then they brought the letter, first went back to Church of Antioch to read it to the congregation.
要让众人了解，在基督里面已经不需要再行割礼，再遵行摩西这些律法的条文了。
To help them understand that in Christ they no longer need to practice circumcision and follow the Mosaic laws.
也就是说，在基督里面得救恩是因着恩典，而不是靠着行律法的。
In other words, to receive grace and salvation in Christ is not according to the laws, but rather according to grace.
那他当时写这个带信的人是希拉，其实他们按照历史查考，希拉应该是这个当时候写成信语言的人。
The person that brought the letter to everyone is Silas, and according to the history, he also was a person that recorded the whole meeting.
那看起来希拉后来就常常跟彼得同工了。
And it seems that Silas often accompanied Peter in his holy work.
所以你看彼得写信的时候，他特别交给希拉去转交。当时候在西亚西亚的各教会。
And that's why when Peter wrote the letter, he gave it to Silas specifically to give it to the believers.
彼得前书五章十二节特别说，他这封信是为了要劝勉众圣徒。
In chapter 5 of 1 Peter, verse 12, it says that this letter is to offer exhortation.
要让他们在这个主耶稣基督恩典上站得住。
So that they can stand firm in the true grace of God.
因为当时候有大逼迫来到。
Because during that time, there is great tribulation.
这个逼迫是政治性的逼迫的。
And this is a political persecution.
他们当时候一开始教会被建立的时候，他们所受到逼迫是宗教性的逼迫。
During the early establishment of the church, the persecution they faced was a religious persecution.
是从这些祭司长、文士、法利赛人来的。
And the persecution at the time came from the priests, the scribes, and the high officials.
或那些不信的犹太的同胞了。
And also from the unbelieved Jews.
但当时候他们这些犹太人不信的人，他们的逼迫基本上都是局面性，就是局部性的，就是小 case。
But the persecution that came from the Jews, or rather a small case, is nothing to be threatened.
因为当时候这些犹太人并没有真正的政治上的实际的权利的。
Because the Jews at the time did not hold any political power.
但是等到六十几年的时候，就是政府罗马政府的出面的逼迫了。
But during the 60 AD, when the Roman government started the persecution,
那时候就是全面性的。
And that becomes a full persecution.
在这样的一个大逼迫下面，要能够站立得住，这不简单了。
It's not easy to stand firm under such great persecution.
所以这封信要勉励所有的圣徒，在这个逼迫当中要站立得住。
And therefore, this letter is encourage all the believers that during such great tribulation, that they still need to stand firm in their faith.
他这个劝勉，他要叫他站立得住的这个基础，就是他要证明神的恩。神的恩典是真正的恩典。
The foundation for the exhortation is to prove that God's grace is a true grace.
这个恩典是彼得他自己亲身尝过的。
And this grace is something that Peter firsthand tasted.
也是他用这个恩典走过他基本上整个人生的。
And this is the grace by which he was able to walk through his entire life.
因为从主耶稣选召他开始。
Because from the day that Lord Jesus chose him.
到最后彼得他为了福音的缘故殉道。
Till the last day that he martyred himself for the sake of salvation.
这当中应该有三十几年的时间。
There's about 30 years in transient.
这三十几年就是彼得生命的精华。
And that is the high point of the life of Peter.
那这一段期间，其实彼得他自己本身也是在这个逼迫患难当中度过的。
And Peter also went through the 30 years of his life in persecution.
所以他用他自己的人生的经历。要去证明主耶稣基督的恩惠是真实可靠的。
Therefore, Peter wanted to use his life experience to prove that the true grace of God is something that you can rely on.
他也勉励所有的圣徒要在这个恩典上站得住，不要因为逼迫而跌倒失落了。
He also wanted to exhort all the believers to stand firm in such a grace and don't falter.
所以这个就是他写信的动机。
So this is the motivation for writing this letter.
他写给谁呢？
Who did he write it to?
一开始他这一封信是第一章第一节写给在西亚西亚这五个地方的当时候聚居的圣徒。
And the first verse 1 is written to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus.
这个就是第一节就说这是主耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太 加帕多加亚西亚庇推尼聚居的。
Peter, the apostle of Jesus Christ to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
这些在这个地方聚居的是谁呢？第二节说，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁的，以至于顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他的血所洒的人。
And who lives in this area? In verse 2, it says, These are the elected according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
那这个就是当时候的主要对象，在基本上这几个地点就是在现在土耳其这个地方叫小亚细亚那个当时的区域。
So these are the recipients of this letter and these five areas are in Turkey today.
那这些地区就是当时候在使徒行传保罗本来按照他的计划要去传福音的这些地区。
And this area was the area that Peter, that Paul, according to his missionary, he wanted to go there to preach.
但是使徒行传十六章特别提到圣灵把当时保罗把他挡下来，不要他去。
In Acts chapter 16, the Holy Spirit blocked Paul so he couldn't go there.
所以圣灵就带领保罗的脚步往欧洲传去，往西方传了。
Holy Spirit then redirected Paul's footsteps and led him to Europe.
那但是后来这些地区，这些加拉太、加帕多加这一带地区，后来福音也传进去了。
But later on, the gospel still went into this area, Pontus, Galatia.
也都建立了教会了。
And church also were established there.
那表示说，其实福音是按照主耶稣基督的计划在进行，往哪里去传，什么时候是谁去传，主耶稣都已经有安排的。
And that means that the gospel salvation plan is according to the plan of Lord Jesus, and he knew who and when will go into the area to preach.
后来是这些在耶路撒冷的圣徒，他们在那里的信徒，以及在各地方信主的把这个福音带到那个地方去了。
It was the believers in Jerusalem and in various places, they were the one that brought the message of salvation into this area.
那这些人是当时候从是分散在各地方 的信徒所组成的教会了。
And this is a church that's composed of the members that were pilgrims spread in different places.
那这些圣徒啊，他说他们是做寄居的。
And these saints, they were pilgrims.
那因为这一封信，它是写给在主里面的信徒。
Because this letter was written to the believers in Christ.
我们看这一封信的时候，就好像觉得是彼得在跟我们讲话一样。
When we read this letter, it seems that Peter is writing to us directly.
因为他所讲的这些对象，这些受信的人是这些人呢。
Because the recipients of this letter are these people.
就是等于像跟我们讲一样，就是我们今天。的身份呢
？And they're like us today.
所以在主耶稣基督里面有救恩的人，他是有什么样的身份呢
？So in Lord Jesus Christ, those who are saved, what kind of position do they hold?
这第一节说他们是分散在各地方的。
And the first is they were dispersed.
今天我们其实主所拣选的人也是分散各地方啊。
Today the same, the ones chosen by the Lord also dispersed everywhere.
这个福音其实借着我们的信徒分散各地方的时候去建立起来的。
This gospel salvation was spread out because we were dispersed everywhere.
所以我们在一个地方信主，我们领受福音。
So when we come to a place to receive and believe in the Lord,
神可能安排我们的脚步。分散到其他地方去了。
But God may redirect our life, and we may be dispersed somewhere else.
不管我们去哪里，我们就把这个福音的种子带到哪里去了。
Doesn't matter where we end up going, we should bring the seed of salvation with us.
所以我们就是这个种子，把这个福音的信息带到那个地方去。
We are the seed of salvation. We bring the seed somewhere else.
这五个地方的教会建立，就是因为有这些信徒分散到那个地方去建立起来的。
The church in these five places were able to be established because the believers were dispersed in those areas.
那他们去那里，不是在那边永远居住。
They did not go there to live there forever.
他们不是把他们的整个产业、他们的希望放在那个地方。
They did not put all their hope and their inheritance in that place.
这里特别提到说，他们是在那里寄居的。
Here tell us that they are the pilgrims.
所以我们今天其实也是一样，在这个世界上，我们是寄居的客人。
So, today the same with us, we are the pilgrims of this world.
这就是我们一定要有的那个态度，我们对我们自己 的身份的一个自觉。
So this is a attitude and the self-recognition that we must have today.
我们今天住在喜悦度这个地方。
Today we may be living in Cerritos.
我们来自这里是寄居的。
We are pilgrims in Cerritos.
这里不会是我们永远的家乡。
And this is not our eternal home.
我们可能在这里住了三十年、五十年了。
Maybe we may live here for 30 or 50 years.
但是有一天我们都要离开了。
But one day we will leave.
那我们离开要去哪里
？Where do we leave？
要回到这个圣经告诉我们的这个盼望。永远的家乡。
We're leaving to go back to the eternal hope, eternal home that's recorded in the Bible.
所以我们其实在这个世上寄居的。
So today, even though we're living in this world,
所以这个寄居的这个概念，对，在彼得前书里面很强烈。
So the concept of pilgrimage is very important, is in the book of First Peter.
看第一章第十七节。
Let's look at chapter 1:17.
你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
Verse 17, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
这里说我们永远的归宿在天父真神那里。
And here it tells us our eternal home is with the Father.
我们今天暂时在这个世上要存一个敬畏的心，啊，来过日子，来完成神在我们让我们在这段日子里面应该要做的工作的这个使命。
Today we live in this world in fear, to accomplish, the work that God entrusted to us.
哦，所以我们有目标，我们有使命的。
So we have a goal, we have a commission.
世界上这一切都只是暂时的。
Everything in this world are all transitory.
这个态度很重要。
This is an attitude that we must have.
再看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
是彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2,
第十一节
verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是以灵魂征战的。
Verse 11, beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul.
这里特别提到说，我们是客旅啊，是寄居的。他说要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Here especially emphasize that we are sojourners and pilgrims, we must abstain from fleshly lust.
如果我们以为我们在这个世上是要一直住下去啊
，If we think that we are living in this world forever，
其实很有可能的，我们就会去让我们自己的感受、我们自己的感觉、我们肉体的需要得满足，我们会很尽量去满足它。
Then naturally we'll try to satisfy our fleshly desires。
我们会一直经营在地上所拥有的一切。
And we will try our best to manage everything we have in this world。
但其实这样的方向是错误的。
But the truth is, this is the wrong direction.
这里特别提到说要，他说他劝我们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Here says that I beg you as to abstain from fleshly lust.
当我们禁戒的时候，表示说我们有一些我们会觉得很好的东西，我们先不要，我们放在旁边。
Abstain that means that we may think something is very nice, but we put it aside temporarily.
是因为这个肉体的私欲可能会让我们失落了这个天上永远的盼望。
It's because the fleshly lust may cause us to lose the eternal hope forever.
因为他接下来特别说，私欲是跟灵魂征战的。
Because here says the fleshly lust which war against the soul.
当我们顺服我们的私欲的时候
，So when we submit to our fleshly lust,
其实等于我们在流失我们天上的盼望。
That is equivalent to losing our hope in heaven.
当我们了解我们是在世上是客旅
，When we recognize the fact that we are sojourners in this world,
那我们就会发现，我们暂时禁戒这些私欲不要去被满足，我们其实是很合算的。
Then we'll realize that it actually makes sense to abstain from fleshly lust temporarily.
因为我们即将要领受那存到永远的。
Because what we're about to receive is something that will last forever.
那才是真正有价值的。
And that is a true valuable.
一个暂时的跟一个永恒的比较起来，那当然要得到那个永恒的。
If you have to pick between something that's transitory to something that's eternal, of course you'll pick something that's eternal.
要有这样的生活态度，了解我们是客旅，是寄居的啊，这个观念很关键。
It's important to understand and accept the concept that you are a sojourner and a pilgrim.
所以我们在世上只是一个客旅。
So in this world, we're only sojourners.
在一章的第二节说
，In chapter 1:2,
他说我们是照神父神的先见被拣选的。
That we are elected according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
所以我们是 主耶稣基督在创世以前就拣选的百姓了。
So we're the chosen people that was chosen by God before the creation of the world.
被拣选不是因为我们有什么特质，我们有什么好处。
We were not elected because we have certain skills or certain benefits.
被拣选是因为主耶稣的恩典临到我们而已。
We are chosen merely because the Lord's grace has come upon us.
所以因着恩典，我们今天才有这个救恩呢。
So by grace, today we have the salvation.
那既然我们被拣选了。
Since we were elected,
他是我们的主，我们的父。
He is our Lord, our Father.
那现在我们应该要能够顺服。
So now we should be able to submit to him.
现在这个父神他拣选我们是借着谁呢？
And how did this God the Father chose us?
这个神是借着耶稣基督，让我们归入耶稣基督来拣选我们的。
God chose us through Lord Jesus Christ so that we return to Lord Jesus Christ to be chosen.
所以我们称主耶稣是我们的主啊。
That's why we call Lord Jesus our Lord.
那如果我们了解我们是被拣选，在耶稣里面被拣选的。
If we understand that we were chosen in Lord Jesus.
那我们现在是地上的客旅，然后呢，我们要成为主耶稣基督的顺的民，我们就是顺服耶稣基督。
And we are only pilgrims in this world, so we have to be obedient.Chosen people of Lord Jesus.
所以你看，我们是被拣选，然后呢，来顺服耶稣基督了。
So we were elected to be submissive to Lord Jesus.
也就是说，顺服就是跟着耶稣后面的。
To be submissive, that means that we are following Lord Jesus.
他先走在前面，我们跟在后面走。
He walks in front of us, and we're following him.
他走过了死荫幽谷。
He walked through the valley of shadow of death.
他走过死亡。
And he has walked through death.
他进入天国去了。
And he entered into heavenly kingdom.
所以我们顺服耶稣基督的，我们跟在他后面，我们也要走过同样的过程。
And so those who are submissive to Lord Jesus, who follow him, will also walk through the same path.
所以在基督里面，我们成为顺命的儿女了。
So in Lord Jesus, we are sons and daughters of obedience.
现在看第一章十四节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 14.
他说：“你们既然做顺命的儿女，就不要再效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。”
Verse 14, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance.
所以我们现在是成为顺服的儿女了。
So now we are obedient children.
主耶稣基督他给我们一些指导，一些命令。
Lord Jesus has given us instructions.
我们如果会认识他的，我们就会很愿意顺服他。
If we know him, then we are very willing to be submissive to him.
他说什么，我们就做什么。
And we will do whatever he says.
然后他要我们去做的，一定会给我们福气。
If we follow what he says, he will bless us.
所以我们在这个继续的日子里面，其实充满着福气，充满恩典的。
And so for our future days to come, it should be the one that's filled with grace and blessings.
所以我们成为一个顺服的儿女哦，很重要的。
So it's important that we become obedient children.
虽然是寄居暂时的，但是又是很听话的。
Even though we are sojourners and pilgrims, we are obedient.
我们不会说啊，都是暂时的，所以现在我不顺服，我做什么都没关系，反正暂时的而已嘛。
We will not say that since we are pilgrims, it doesn't matter what I do because everything is temporary.
不是因为我们只有这里暂时的，我们盼望将来的永远的产业，所以我们现在很愿意听主耶稣的话的。
But rather, we understand that because this life is temporary, our hope is in heaven, so we're very willing to be obedient to the Lord.
那我们这个顺服的结果会什么
？What is the result of our obedience？
我们顺服之后一定会成为圣洁。
The result of obedience is that we will be holy.
所以你看第一章第二节，他现在说我们是被拣选，借着圣灵是成为圣洁的。
Chapter 1 verse 2, that we were elected and sanctified by the Spirit.
所以神的名是圣洁的名。
So the name of the Lord is a holy one.
因为他招我们的是圣洁的主。
The Lord that called us is a holy Lord.
哦，你看那个第一章的十五节说。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
那招你们的既是圣洁的。
But as he who called you is holy,
你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
You also be holy in all your conduct.
十六节说，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Verse 16, because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy."
所以神的名，他神顺服的名，一定是圣洁的名。
And therefore, the name of obedience must be the name of holy.
这是主耶稣基督，他让我们在世上过聚集的日子这段时间，我们要追求成为圣洁。
That during the days of pilgrimage in this world, that we must strive to be holy.
我们本来都是那个蒙昧无知的人。
Once we were ignorant.
我们也都是放纵肉体私欲的人。
We were somebody that gave in to lust.
那我们顺服肉体的私欲，最后一定是趋向败坏，越趋向那个淫乱罪恶的世界。
When we follow our lustful desires, of course we will be corrupted.
会跟神的圣洁越离越远的。
And we will be farther and farther away from God's holiness.
那如果没有圣洁，他说没有就没有可能去见到神。
Unless we are holy, we will not see God.
所以现在神 他坚信我们其实要我们在这个世上追求的日子当中能够追求圣洁，能够真的见到他。
God chose it so that in our days in this world we can strive and seek after holiness and therefore we can see him.
能够有圣洁的生活。
That we can lead a holy life.
等于像一个重生一样。
And that means that we were reborn.
哦，所以你看接下去看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again in a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以我们是谁？我们是重生的人。
So who are we? We are the reborn.
是主耶稣基督从死里复活之后，你看他重生了我们，他因为他的流宝血让我们有机会重生的。
Lord Jesus begotten us again after he died and resurrected, he begotten us through his blood.
既然重生就是新的了。
Since he has begotten us again, we are new again.
所以旧的就过去了。
So the old has passed.
所以在基督里面我们成为新人。
So in Christ, we are new person.
那这个重生呢一直在被强调出来。
So this, reborn is being emphasized over and over again.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Verse 23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
借着主耶稣基督的宝血，从洗礼当中我们重生了。
Through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, through the baptism, we were reborn again.
哦，所以就是因为这个福音，这个真理传来的。
It's because that we receive the gospel salvation and the truth.
借着这个方式，这个用这个水洁净这个方式。
And through the method of the baptismal water.
因有耶稣基督他先流出他的宝血。
It's because Lord Jesus first shed his blood.
然后借着圣灵的见证。
And through the testifying of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天可以重生。
That today we can be reborn.
我们可以离弃罪恶的生活。
That we can give up our old.Lustful ways, and we can be new again.
所以是主耶稣基督的宝血很重要的。
So it's really important. This is all because of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
在宝血当中，我们重生了。
That in His blood we were born again.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
是凭着乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
这个耶稣的血，只有在彼得前书这个地方特别称它做宝血。
And the blood of Lord Jesus Christ only in Peter is called the precious blood.
因为这个血是要让我们得生命，让我们重生复活起来的。
Because this is the blood that will give us a life again and be born again.
那这个所谓的如同就是其实就是像无瑕疵的羔羊之血，就是旧约时代那个无残疾的羔羊献祭赎罪的那个羔羊的血。
And this blood is like the Old Testament, a blemishless lamb being sacrificed.
那旧约那个时候是个影子，那牛羊的血只是一个预表。
In the Old Testament, that was only a shadow, and that only prefigures what to come.
真的能赦罪的就是耶稣基督的宝血。
But the only blood that has the power to forgive is the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督是无罪的。
Because Lord Jesus was blameless.
他是圣洁公义的。
And he was just and holy.
只有他不是在罪里面生下来的。
Only Lord Jesus was not born in sin.
所以只有他的血才有赦罪的功效。
Therefore, only His blood has the power to forgive.
所以我们今天就是在耶稣基督的宝血里面被重生起来的新人。
So today we are the new people born again in the blood of Lord Jesus.
我们这个新的人，我们就蒙主耶稣基督的能力保守。
As a new person, we are protected by the power of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督已经付出生命的代价，他把我们重生起来以后。
Lord Jesus already paid a price, and He has begotten us again.
他用他的能力保守我们，所以我们今天是有福的人。
So He uses power to protect us. That's why we're the blessed one.
我看第一章第五节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 5.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
所以我们今天是被神的能力保守住的。
So today we are kept by the power of God.
今天如果没有主耶稣保守我们呢，我们出去外面遇到什么危险，我们都没办法预料。
Unless we are protected by the power of God, we don't know what we will face when we go outside.
因为我们已经属神了。
But because we already belong to God.
那我们就被主耶稣的能力保守。
Then we are kept by the power of God.
所以我们在这个世上生活得很平安呢。
And that's why we have peace living in this world.
我们不要像一些没有信的人、没有盼望的人， 整天很惊恐的过日子。
That we don't have to live in fear like other people who don't have hope or faith.
所以我们在基督里有救恩的人，我们有一个新的身份呢。
So in Christ, those who have been saved, now we have a new status.
我们有一个新的盼望。
We have a new hope.
这个盼望其实第三节那里说，是因着神他自己的怜悯。来给我们的。
In verse 3, this hope is given to us by His mercy.
所以这个救恩的盼望是因着神的怜悯。
And so this hope of salvation is given according to His abundant mercy.
因为神看我们人在这个罪里面生活真的很痛苦啊。
Because God sees that we are suffering living in sin.
你看一个人如果自由的，他看一个被关起来的人就觉得很可怜。
If a person is free, then he will have pity on somebody who is not free.
你看一只鸟如果在空中飞，它看那个被关在笼子里面的鸟，你看它如果会想的话，真的是说啊，实在是很可怜的，不能够展翅飞翔。
If a bird has the ability to think, then when he looked down at a bird, another bird in the cage, he must think that it's very sad to be in cage.
你看今天我们看到被关起来的人，我们觉得他们很可怜啊。
So today we look at the people in jail, we think they're very pitiful.
不能够去你想要去的地方。
That they can't go to the places they want to go.
每一个时时刻刻都有一个监视器在监视着你。
Everywhere they go, they're always being monitored.
没有办法有任何自己的东西。
That they don't have anything that belongs to themselves.
所以这个就是今天。我们人在罪里面生活的一个苦就是这样子。
So this is the sadness of living in sin.
神他看我们这样子很可怜。
But God sees that and He has pity on us.
所以他来救我们。
And that's why He came to save us.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活，让我们有盼望，让我们有机会可以重新活过来，得到自由。
Through Lord Jesus' resurrection, that once again we can be reborn and receive freedom.
那这个盼望是借着重生而出现的。
And this hope came from a reborn.
我们今天因为有盼望的人就是活着人才有盼望，死人就没有盼望了嘛。
Today only a living person has a hope. A person that's already dead doesn't have hope.
一个人死掉，他还有什么盼望
？If a person's already dead, what kind of hope can he have?
所以我们有盼望是因为我们是活着的人。
Today we have hope because we're still alive.
今天因为主耶稣基督把我们重生起来，我们才眼睛开，哦，原来我们有这样一个盼望。
But today, Lord Jesus has reborn, has give us birth again, so that we can have hope.
那这个盼望是盼望什么？
And what are we hoping for?
我们既然是重生，是天上的国民呢。
If we are born again, we are citizens of heaven.
我们的盼望当然不在地上了。
Of course, our hope is not of this world.
地上的就要过去了。
Because on earth, everything will pass.
所以现在我们的眼光一看，就是看到天上的，看到属灵的。
So now our eyesight should be elevated to look at things of the spirit.
这个具体的内容第四节说。
In verse 4.
可以得着那不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To the inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
所以我们这个活泼盼望的内容就是天上永存的基业。
And so our living hope is the eternal inheritance in the heaven.
这个永存的基业，我们将来要领受的。
And this incorruptible inheritance is something that we'll receive in the future.
其实就是天国，简单讲就是这样子。
Simply speaking, that is heaven.
那这个天国，主耶稣基督他把圣灵降给我们，让我们能够有一个把握，有证据。
And Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit so we have a proof.
所以以弗所书第一章。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Verse 11, In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
我们是在主耶稣基督里面被做成基业，其实我们也是主耶稣基督的产业。
We have obtained inheritance. We are also Lord Jesus' inheritance.
我们是属神的人。
We belong to God.
神主耶稣基督用生命的代价把我们买出来的，赎出来的。
Lord Jesus redeemed us by paying the price of His life.
所以，我们就是神的产业。
So we are God's inheritance.
那我们既然是他的产业，好。
Since we are His inheritance.
他说，他要在我们身上得到称赞，得到荣耀。
And that he will be, that he should be praised of his glory.
所以第十二节说，我们在基督里面就有盼望了。
And that's why in verse 12 says that we have hope.
因为我们是属神的，我们是神的产业啊。
Because we belong to God, we are His inheritance.
那 第十三节说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Verse 13, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
第十四节说，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory?
所以这个我们得到天国基业的凭据就是这个应许的圣灵。
So the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance is the Holy Spirit.
这个基业是等到神的名被赎，就是主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们真的要领受的。
And this possession can be redeemed when Lord Jesus comes.
那这个就是天国实现在我们神在神的国度里面的时候了。
And this is when we are in the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个他的那个证据就是我们领受的这个应许的圣灵。
And this guarantee, the proof is the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以我们盼望的内容就是这个天上的基业。
So what we are hoping for is the heavenly inheritance.
主耶稣基督把圣灵给我们当做一个定金呢。
Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit as a deposit.
所以有这个圣灵，我们对将来的得救就有把握了。
With the Holy Spirit, we have guarantee of the heavenly inheritance.
就是将来我们可以到神的国度去领受我们所应该得到的。
And that is one day we can go into heaven to redeem what's been promised to us.
那借着圣灵让这个盼望会一直很活泼，很真实啊。
And through the Holy Spirit, this hope can be a living hope, can be a true hope.
所以从救恩给我们的这个盼望。
So from the hope that comes from salvation,
以圣灵为证据
and with a guarantee of the Holy Spirit of promise,
让我们随时在圣灵祷告的时候，我们都会思想将来要领受这个天国真正的产业。
It helps us to remember the heavenly inheritance every time we pray.
那我们在世上这个就是暂时的啦。
So when we live in this world, this is only temporary.
日子过得去就好。
So as long as we can make it, it's good enough.
房子可以住就好。
As long as we have a normal house, it's good enough.
不要把我们所有的精神、我们的金钱都花在地上这些事情上。
And let us not spend all our time and money on the things of the world.
我们有更重要的事情要追求。
We have more important things to pursue after.
这个追求就是神看我们有价值，让我们的生命真的有内涵的。
And what we pursue after is something that's more valuable that makes our life more abundant.
我们如果有这个盼望
，If we have this hope,
我们的生活就会跟着改变。
Then our lives will change.
我们不会再追求这个世上的财富了。
Then we will not pursue after the money.
因为这些东西会过去的。
Because all this wealth will pass one day.
地上的这些名声会消失的。
And all the reputation, the names in this world will disappear.
我们拥有的这些收藏，有一天被火烧掉的。
And all this collection, all the things that we own, one day may be gone because of fire.
我们所学的这些技巧，其实我们会慢慢遗忘，我们其实最后会带不走的。
And all the skills that we have obtained over time, we will lose them slowly. At the end, we won't be able to bring it with us.
但是当我们追求这些属灵的
But when we pursue after the Spirit,
因此这个盼望，我们现在改变我们的生活方式
Because of living hope, now we change the way we live.
我们追求什么
What do we pursue after
这些东西是才真的能够存在的
And these things truly exist.
第一章二十三节
Chapter 1, verse 13.
这里说要约束我们的心，要谨慎自守，专心盼望主耶稣基督显现所要带给我们的恩典。
Verse 13, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里约束我们的心叫做束上心中的腰。
And here, tell us to gird up the loins of our mind.
也就是说，要让我们自己的心里面要有力量起来了。
And that means that we need to strengthen our hearts.
我们要很小心，我们到底追求什么？
We need to be very careful what we are pursuing after.
不要把目光放在这个世界上。
And let us not put our eyesight on the world.
要真正追求有价值的。
We need to pursue after what is truly valuable.
所以这里提到说，如果我们真的是约束我们的心，我们就会成为顺命的儿女。
Today, if we can gird up the loins of our mind, then we will be obedient children.
我们不会放纵私欲的邪情，我们不会去满足肉体的需要而已。
That we will not conform ourselves to the form of lust and satisfy our fleshly desires.
反过来会追求圣洁。
And contrary, we'll be pursuing after holiness.
所以我们的生活会一直趋向圣洁。
And so our life will become more and more holy.
我们会要求自己。
That we will require that of ourselves.
所以这个在属灵上的追求才是真的有价值，才是真的一个有盼望的人应该要过的日子。
And so this pursue spiritually, that our lives will be more meaningful.
那接下来第二个，我们耶稣自己之后，追求圣洁的生活，接下去就是要敬畏神。
After we have girded up the loins of our minds, then we need to fear God.
因为第十七节这里特别提到说，要存敬畏的心度我们在世聚集的日子。
And that we need to conduct ourselves through the time here with a reverent heart.
我们敬畏神，说凡事会想到主耶稣，他对我做这件事情或说这些话会高兴吗？
We fear the Lord, we honor God, and we will always ask ourselves, would the Lord be pleased with what I'm doing?
我们这样的作为是不是有没有去配合我们在他里面所拥有的这个盼望？我们盼望会不会失落呢？
The way that we conduct ourselves doesn't match the hope that we have in our faith. Would it bring shame to God?
我们如果真的认识神了以后，
If we truly know God,
我们知道主耶稣基督所做的牺牲有多大，
If we understand what kind of sacrifice that He offered to our behalf,
我们就会很珍惜我们所拥有这个盼望。
Then we will treasure this hope that we have.
所以我们一方面约束自己，
On one hand, we restrain ourselves.
二方面一定会很尊重神，会很敬畏主耶稣基督。
On the other hand, we will revere and honor God.
因为这是我们人当今的本分。
Because this is our duty as a man.
然后我们会去想他要我们去做的事。
Then we will wonder and do things that God wants us to do.
所以第三个部分一定会在第二十二节这里说的。
The third part is recorded in verse 22.
我们顺从真理，洁净自己的心，就会爱弟兄，没有虚假，要从心里面彼此确实相爱。
That if we purify our souls, then we will love the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
所以我们一定会过一个爱人的生活。
So we will live a life loving one another.
所以你看，一个有盼望的人，他会约束自己，他会敬畏神，他会爱别人。
If a person has a living hope, then he will restrain himself, he will honor God, and he will love another person.
那这个就是我们今天在世聚集日子应该要过的基本内涵。
So this is the life that we should have as a pilgrim in this world.
那这样一个盼望，借着我们从圣经里面去领受，然后去圣经里面去祷告，会越来越明确，越来越活泼。
As we pray more and pray in spirit, this hope will become more and more clear to us.
那我们就会一直看到，哦，原来彼得他真的是经历他这个人生以后，他给我们这样一个精华，真的非常重要的指导。
And then we realize that after Peter has walked through most of his life, the message that he has given us is truly the highlight of his life.
有这样的生活，就真的是美的生活。
If we have a life like this, that will be a beautiful life.
所以这个我们所拥有这个盼望呢，我们一定要好好的珍惜它。
And so we have to treasure the hope that we have.
因为在这个世界这个物质之后，我们将要领受那永存的。
Because after this material world passes, we will receive the eternal one.
我们都能够领受、掌握住、坚持住主耶稣给我们这个救恩。
And may we all hold on to the salvation that Lord Jesus has given us.
再起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
509首。
509.